sunrise?
Yeah, that's right.
You just hard to ask these questions.
Same way with sun.
If you'd ask, we don't have mine, don't act long enough to...
You know, sometimes at sunset...
Well, I'm not getting you very good clues.
Sometimes of evening, the sun setting, it sets red, you know, when it starts down, it's red like it is of a morning when it's coming up.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that, when the sun is setting?
I'd call it sunset.
Uh-huh. I was wondering, I want to know if people around here call it sunrise or sunup, or sunset or sundown, or...
It's sunset and sunrise.
Some say sunrise, some say sunup.
Uh-huh.
Some say sunset,
uh-huh.
Some down.
Well, both of them are common,
yeah, okay, either one is common.
In some places you'll find that only one of these is common, strangely enough. And the other is, it's a strange term.
Yes. I don't know.
About, let's see, about 5 minutes of six this morning, what did the sun do?
We probably
went
awake.
No, and I didn't know. 5 minutes of six, I wouldn't know.
What would you guess it did?
I don't know. I imagine it was a kind of eclipse or something or other.
Well, red. I know it was red because I remember looking out. I wasn't asleep, but
it
looked red to me.
Well, what would you do if you went out and you looked over there and the sun wasn't there and you worked a little while and you looked over and the sun was above the horizon? You'd say the sun has done what? Or the sun...
It was in eclipse?
No, while I was working, the sun... Well, this isn't any special day. This is just every day. I'm not giving you the right clues, that's why. I don't want to say the word.
Yeah.
Because if someone says to me, or someone tells me a word, why, I'm sure that's the one I use. Well, sure, that's the one. I was wondering here if you'd say the sun rose, or the sun rose, or the sun raised, or...
Sun rose would be right. I think the rose would be the right. Proper word, I don't know. No, I'm just leaving it to you. You know.
Well, would that be the one you'd use?
Mm-hmm. That's the one I'd use.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Well, I don't know. It's the one I'd use, I think.
Okay. It's good enough for me. It's for you.
And let's see. Today is Wednesday. Then if we say Wednesday is today, then Tuesday was... when?
Yesterday.
Uh-huh. And Thursday is?
Tomorrow.
Huh?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
That's what we'd speak it. I don't read that'd be your proper
name. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's hard to work them out that way for you. Just help them if you don't understand what you're going to do, you know.
Yeah. You said Thursday was what?
Doggone if I know, man.
Did you say tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get in all the water,
Shut me all watered up.
Oh, these next ones get me. Now, if we're going to tell time from last Sunday, and we're going to go a week back past that, what would you say it was?
Well, I wouldn't know. I just take me a long time, but I just couldn't figure it out.
Well, let's say this happened two Sundays ago. And how would you say that? Let's say, somebody did something.
Sunday's week ago. That's what I'd say.
What
was that again? Sunday's week ago.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I'd explain it. If I was
going to
say what
Sunday's
week ago was, I'd be
saying
last Sunday's week ago.
Uh-huh. And
last Sunday would be the last Sunday.
Last Sunday, that would be the one just passed. And Sunday's a week ago would be two past. Two past. Would you do it that way too?
I think so.
He's going to agree.
He's ready to get harder on him now. I'm putting next on him.
Well, I've...
You know, you have to hit me. I'm dumb.
Oh, you are not. And
we might learn something yet if we just keep leaving.
Well, I've learned an awful lot from this. I noticed some people say Sunday week.